What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Regular guest Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. Elson, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Nice to have you in today. Interesting topic today. At this time of the year, we're heading towards the end of financial year and we are going to be talking about...
Superannuation.
Interesting topic. We're going to talk about, love to hear from you today. I did mention this earlier. Are you contributing to super? Love to hear from you. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Back after this. Topic, as we head into the end of financial year, a lot of people thinking about what to do. And we would like to hear from you today. Let me know. 9313-0985 if you are contributing. Hasn't looked good recently, has it, Elson, with the recent crash,
I guess? Yes. And we always try to encourage people to put more money into super, especially when it comes to the end of the financial year.
Why is that?
No, because this is your opportunity.
Yeah.
To get some benefits and to boost your retirement funds. But people often, and I always get that, should I bother with super?
Yeah.
Is it really that good? I'm afraid that it might not be safe. They use the word safe. I don't know why. But there's a lot of misunderstanding, mistrust. And I think that's where hopefully today we just, give you a compelling reason to consider superannuation as a platform.
A lot of people would look at, when you think about that, why super? A lot of people would look at property and shares and super. Like, out of those three, where should I sort of channel my money, I guess?
Correct. And in fact, I think the young people these days will probably consider everything else, like crypto.
Like crypto, which that hasn't gone all that well lately.
Yes, and I think, the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that the average super balance for a 35 to 44-year-old is about 62,000.
Okay,
and that's not a lot.
So 35 to 44. So they've still got 30.
Probably quite a fair bit.
30
to go.
Years of work?
If you're looking at
35, yeah, right?
Probably,
potentially.
Probably 30 years of work, yeah. But that's not a good, that's not a very high base that they're working from. And I think it's because, increase in property prices.
Yeah.
And therefore, a lot of people are focusing in on property rather than putting more money in super.
That's where people would tend to go. They'd look at more investing in property.
Correct.
As opposed, okay.
And a lot of people often tell me, but I'm already putting in, say, 10.5% because that's the mandatory amount that they are putting in.
Well, from your employer.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they're saying, well, 10.5% is going in, so
it's fine.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Why bother to put in more, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at, say, the 35 OECD countries, that this 10.5% for what we are putting in,
which is about, that's going to go up in a couple of weeks.
Well, correct.
July 1.
Now, but that amount is actually very small. In fact, Australia is one of the bottom five in terms of the percentage of compulsory contribution. So most countries are compulsory, putting in about 20%.
Really?
Yes. And in fact...
Double what we are.
Correct. And the highest is about 33%.
33%?
Of your gross income goes into their retirement savings.
Compulsory?
Correct.
In some parts of the world?
Correct. And so that's what... When we are thinking about 10% is really good, it's not enough.
Come on, Albo. We need to make some changes. The new government.
Yeah, and... I think this is where even if they did want to push it up, there's a public pressure in terms of this mistrust. I don't think people are ready to double their contributions.
But are we? Yeah, I mean, does it go hand in hand with because we've got an age pension system?
One of the big compelling reasons.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, if that didn't exist, could that then justify having a high contribution for super from an employer, compulsory super? Because that works, right? That works in some countries.
Yeah, but that would take a long time.
You couldn't change that overnight.
And I think one of the reasons for this because we can put more money ourselves at the moment.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's this reluctance because, you know, most people don't feel like there's a need to put more money in. So after the break, I really want to talk about hopefully giving people a good reason of why they should consider putting more money in.
Well, Elson, I'm not convinced, but you know what? I'm hoping you're going to change my mind by the time we've had a chat this morning.
We can try.
Love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Are you contributing? See, the phone hasn't rang, Elson. No one is contributing to Super. Convince me. Give us a call. Love to talk to you today. Shane from Embleton says, on Super, where do English-speaking countries stand and which countries have the highest? We've just been talking about the compulsory contribution from an employer. We're right down the bottom of the scale, Australia. 10.5% from July 1.
Bottom three.
Bottom three in the world.
In fact, we are only above Mexico and Korea. Just above Mexico and Korea.
Wow. So what are the top three, Elson? Are they...
So you have Italy, you have Spain, Czech Republic, France, UK.
Percentage? UK. What are they paying?
So the UK, we're looking at about 24%.
So double.
Yes.
Double what we're on. There you go, Shane.
Yes. Finland, Norway. So a lot of English-speaking countries.
Wow.
So these are not... and you see that they, for them, 24% is no big deal.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and for us, you know, 10% would be a struggle.
We've just moved at 0.5%.
Correct.
Everyone's panicking.
Well, interest rate rises a lot higher than our superannuation increase.
Now, we just touched on about contributing.
Yep.
And looking at that, interesting looking at that age bracket, 35 to 44, if you start putting in more, does it make a difference?
No, okay. So I'm going to give you, we're going to look at the life of an extra, say, 10,000 that you put in.
10,000.
So let's follow the life of this $10,000 that you put in.
Over a 12-month period?
No, that's right now. So what happens when you put in $10,000 just before the end of the financial year? Let's take a look.
As a one-off?
As a once-off.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So the money that you put in as a, we call it a deductible contribution, okay, you would immediately get a 35% return after all your tax breaks.
35% return.
Straight up front.
Okay? Right, okay.
Because right now when you put in the money, 35% is your net return after all your tax that you will get up front.
Okay.
Okay. Now this 10,000 sitting in your super balance over the life of your, over the working life, say 30 years, it will grow. And whilst it's growing, it will only pay 15% income tax.
Compared to...
whatever your tax rate. So let's say, for example, in this example, is 37%.
37, yep.
So you'll get a, you know, a concessional tax.
Okay.
And so this money will grow. So to give you an idea of how this 10,000 will grow over, say, 30 years at 6% average after tax, it would be about 40,000.
Right.
So this 10,000 will grow to about 40,000.
Okay. Okay, so from 10,000.
Yes.
And you're talking over roughly a 30-year period.
30-year period, yep. Okay. It will grow to about 40,000. But here's the, but that's where there's more.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm not excited yet, Elson.
But this is where the pinnacle hits, okay? This is the icing on the cake.
Well, my mind's gone to the crypto. I might have doubled in 6 weeks. But anyway, keep going.
Okay. Now, when you retire, okay? So this is when you retire and you trigger a pension, you pay zero tax. No income tax, no capital gains tax. So your 10,000 that has grown to 40,000 and then you trigger pension. Now this 40,000 that is you know, it's sizable.
Yeah.
It's going to pay you an income, but whatever it earns, it pays no tax. We call this a tax haven. Because you are now in an environment where there's zero tax, no capital gains tax. No income tax.
Just on that amount?
Just no, whatever money that you put in. We're just talking about the life of these 10,000 that you put in, right?
Yep.
Just for illustration purposes. But that's a tax haven. Now, people often complain to me while they're working, oh, Elson, I want to pay less tax. I want to reduce my tax. You know, everyone wants to reduce tax.
Absolutely.
But if I can tell you that at some point in the distant future, you can have a tax haven where you pay zero tax, your question should be, how can I get that? Can I put more money into that tax haven?
Okay. And,
would, and that is superannuation.
So that's where a lot of people would look at that option as opposed to potentially investing in real estate.
Why would you invest anywhere else where you would end up paying a huge amount of tax when you have a platform that allows you to grow your investment without paying tax in pension phase?
I'm still thinking about it. We'll play a song and come back. It all makes sense. Do you know what I reckon the big challenge is? I reckon the challenge for a lot of people is the longevity.
Mm.
I think that people go, yeah, whatever, 30, 40 years, I'll worry about that later. But it's worth considering now, particularly in that age bracket, which we mentioned earlier, between 35 and 44, that's when you start to look at your options. Let me absorb those numbers, Elson. We'll come back. Love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call, 9313 0985. Do you contribute to your super? See, no one's rung. I don't. There's no one in Perth. Literally, no one in Perth that's contributing to their super.
If we're talking about crypto, I think we will get some calls.
That's right. We'll come back after this. Good morning, Helen from Warmbro. Good to hear from you today. Helen says, I salary sacrificed a super and had a pay rise since I turned 50. So salary sacrificing, that's another option, isn't it?
In the past, salary sacrificing is the thing that we do. Okay,
yeah.
Because, you know, we've got to put extra money in. But because of the recent changes, we can actually make a lump sum contribution,
right,
and claim a deduction just like salary sacrifice.
Right.
But the benefits of salary sacrifice is that, you know, you're doing little bits, you don't really care about it. So that's a good thing.
Interesting. Thank you, Helen. We've got another one, an anonymous. I'll call this person John. Now, John says, we contribute to the full extent allowable to max out our superpower year, looking at a healthy nest egg with about 25 years of growth ahead, all pre-taxed.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Right.
Talking about putting extra money in up to your max, your cap, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Okay. So what is that? What is that? Yeah, okay. So what does that cap look like?
So the cap is 25,000, but they've increased it to 27,500.
That's not much.
That's not much, yes.
They've moved it, what, 2.5 grand?
No, but there is a carry forward mechanism, which I will talk about later on.
Okay.
How do you find out how much I can pop into super
before
I hit my cap? Because if you haven't been putting in the max, what happens is that the balance will get rolled over. So some people can put in 75,000 because of 3 years of unused cap.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to address your concern that, you know, the money is locked away.
It is. Can't get it. That's it.
It can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you have the money outside, chances are you're going to spend it. So the conflicting investment, the conflicting thing here would be, and especially a lot of people say, you know, but Elson, what, I'm going to buy a property.
Yep.
I'm going to use that property as my retirement funds.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, your property is a lifestyle asset, and chances are you want to upgrade that lifestyle asset along the way.
Okay.
So rather than it being strictly quarantined for retirement, you find that you're going to spend it on, you know, extra extensions and nice furniture. That's not contributing to your retirement.
So that's part of the
lifestyle. Okay. So I think that's where any money outside within reach is going to be subject to some form of tempering, you losing self-control. And I think that's where the benefit of super comes in, because it reduces, it controls two big themes in investing. Number one, the tax benefit, the tax haven that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, self-control.
Yeah,
you don't have to stop yourself because you can't. you can't spend the money.
But Elson, I like to be in control.
I know you do, Mike.
But a lot of people could relate to that too.
Correct. And there's a big group of people that, especially the ones that I do see, for some young people, you know, I would say, you know, put in a little bit extra, because I would rather that you not touch the money than you putting in something that you don't know. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we always joke about crypto, but it's part of that investment, so-called investment, that a lot of people are considering without any knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, rather than speculating, you know, it's a glorified form of gambling if you don't know anything, really.
That's an interesting way to put it.
I would rather that you put in some money for your retirement. And you don't have to put in 10,000. I'm just giving you an example.
Use that as a number.
But you know, any amount that you put in is still a bit more. Don't forget, the 10.5% that we're putting in is the bottom five.
In the world.
In the world.
Okay, we'll go to a break. Is it discouraging, though? The jury's still out on this side of the desk. Is it still discouraging when I log into my super account, which I do on a regular basis, keeping an eye on it, quite a drop?
Well, it's
recently.
Yeah, recently. But now, it's not, you know, a daily thing. It's going to be a long-term investment.
In there lies the issue.
Yeah.
Elson will take a break. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Elson's with me. We are talking superannuation today. Good morning, Romeo. You've got a question for Elson this morning.
Yes, Elson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, the question was, we've been working here in Australia for only 12 years, right? And only got onto the super since then. Now, we have a mortgage, and we're already in our late 50s. I just wanted to know, which is better to put extra money in, into super or paying off the mortgage?
Oh, great question, Romeo.
Okay.
Elson.
In general, because everyone is slightly different.
Yes.
Okay, paying off your mortgage, which is bad debt, is number one priority.
Okay.
Because bad debt is just bad, you know. You can't, there's no incentive. But for some people, so if you are making extra contributions to your mortgage, so if you're paying it down, that's fantastic. But we have seen a lot of people who don't have the discipline and they can't. I would rather they put some money away through super.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it is still going to grow and you are getting that 35% if you're on a 37% tax bracket.
Yeah.
You're getting that huge upfront lift in terms of tax benefits.
Yeah.
And then it's growing over the years. And you know, the money in your super, depending on what you have chosen in terms of your investment choices.
Yeah.
But usually it's about 6 to 8%.
Right.
So 6 to 8% is due a sizable amount that would grow over that time. And when you're about to retire, you can always cash some money out to pay off your debt.
Discipline. Are you a spender, Romeo?
I am a spender. The wife is a saver. So
Romeo, can I ask you, now, did you say you had just turned 50?
No, turning 60 soon.
Oh, right. So are you...
Yeah.
Are you,
no, we did start late, yeah.
Are you thinking of retiring soon or the next... Like, what does that look like for you?
Not while I've got a mortgage. I don't think I can even retire. That's the whole point, you know. There's nothing much in the super. So, that's something that we need to plan out for, I believe.
Okay. So you'll probably keep working. Romeo, really good call. Thank you for calling in this morning. Good to hear from you. Interesting situation. Is that a common question?
Very common.
Do I pay off my mortgage or do I funnel the money in super?
There's this constant struggle. I think when you see a financial advisor, sometimes it's good to look at your history. So what they will usually do is to look at how you have been spending and how you have... And we'll work out the best choice between the two, because everyone is slightly different. And if you are disciplined enough to pay off your mortgage double quick time, then that's fantastic, because you know, being debt free before you retire is a good thing.
That's a tick in the box. We'll take a break. 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, Sylvia. You've got a question for Elson as well on super.
Hello. I'm just wondering, my husband and I are mid-50s. My husband's 56. We've still got a little bit of a mortgage, under $100,000, and we're hoping to retire or semi-retire earlier. Now, I think it's 65 that you can actually access your superannuation normally. Is there any way we can access it earlier?
There is. Elson's going to tell you how.
There are some things that I can't do.
Come on, Elson.
It sounds like you are on the right track. You've done really well, Sylvia. And good job on you. And probably looking to pay down your mortgage is your, again, number one priority. But there are ways that you can access super early. It's called transition to retirement. And so the government has given an opportunity for people to make, it's like a drawdown. So you're drawing down an income stream whilst you're working part-time. And one of the reasons they've started that is so that people can ease into their retirement rather than cutting off having a clean break. So that's one option that people would be thinking about, saying, can I draw an income stream so that I can work less? But in your case, it could supplement or help you pay down your mortgage.
Elson, what about preservation age for Sylvia, which so, she may be close to that, yes, and her husband as well?
Correct. So that's why I think it's best that she seek advice
and
get some clarity around those rules, because everyone is slightly different. And I don't want to be giving a hard and fast advice there.
So part of Sylvia's able to access it, but obviously you'd use part of that then to pay off your mortgage, and then it's what you've got left after that.
Correct. Yep.
Worth getting some advice. Sylvia, thanks for your call this morning. It's a great, thanks for calling in. Great conversation. Elson, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and wrap up on 98.5. You okay to hang around for a bit longer?
Yeah, sure.
Back soon. Now, Elson, you've discovered some really good info you're going to share with us today before we finish off.
Yes. So if you log on to your MyGov website and you click on MySuper, it actually tells you how much money you put in via the tax-free component, which is the deductible contribution.
Yeah.
To tell you how much you've put in and how much you can put in this year.
Oh, okay.
So it tells you how much you have rolled over the last few years if you haven't used up the cap.
Oh,
so it's all on the MyGov website. It's really good. So you click on MyGov. So you log in. You click on MyGov. MySuper.
Wait for the password, the passcode. <Yeah. laughs>
And it actually tells you right at the bottom how much you can contribute and how much cap you have left over. So if you haven't been salary sacrificing, okay, and right now you think, you know, I think I can afford to put a little bit in.
There's still a window of opportunity.
Exactly. Just before the end of the financial year. Have a think about it. And if you think I can afford putting a couple of grand, do it. Because it will grow over time. You are going to get to that point when you're going to retire, you start a pension. That is the tax haven that you're going to be in. And the more money you have in your tax haven, the less tax you pay.
And if you're around the, you know, that 35 to 45 year old kind of bracket, may not be on your radar, but it's definitely worth
thinking about.
Yeah, looking at it now, because even though you think, oh, look, it's another 25, 30 years away.
Correct.
But it could pay dividends.
Yes,
so
it will.
Come that time. Good advice, Elson. We are out of time. Thanks. Really appreciate you coming in today. We'll catch up next time. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. My guest in the studio this morning has been Elson Goh from EG Financial Services.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.